upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord as we wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong
Good morning. You may be seated. I want to welcome you today. Lisa is here to welcome you as well.
Hi, everybody. One, two, three, four.
It's the white one.
Is the mic on? Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Doing good.
Such a beautiful day, that low humidity. So, guess what's only 6 weeks away? It's full of food and fun and fellowship.
Yeah.
Can you guess? Celebrate Family Day!
Yay.
It is a blast! How many people did we have last year?
Over, I'd say around 80.
80 people out at Lowell Park. So, in the announcements you'll see, the 11th annual Celebrate Family Picnic is only 6 weeks away. And there's a list of activities in there. Get ready, because we're going to be signing up in the next few weeks. And we'll be... we'll be breaking out the food and games and having some good memories from that. And then we have a series coming up that we're very excited to start on August 14th.
And next Sunday.
Next Sunday? Already. And if you haven't seen on the Facebook page, there is a video, or you can go on my page. There's a video that we're passing around to use as an invite. If you please watch it yourself, It features Pastor John and Mike. And the next few weeks we'll have different clips to invite people. So spread the word. We're hoping that souls will be attracted and come to the Lord. There's flyers over there you can take and hand out to people as invitations. So they're on the table. Please, please consider taking them and praying over them and asking God where to lead you. And won't you stand and worship with us now?
Thank you, Lisa. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. I trust this morning that because you're here, you are seeking the Lord today. Why don't we pray right now and just invite Him? Lord Jesus, we thank You that we can come today seeking You with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And You have offered Yourself today as our living bread, our living water. Thank You, Lord, today that we can find our needs met for the deepest needs of our soul in You. May You be praised. In Jesus' name. I rise, let me rise. If I rise, let me rise on you. Not on all of my successes, my strengths. If I lose, let me lose my life. 'Cause if I belong to Jesus, the flesh is crucified.
If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you knew him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
Do you see? grip of his chains. Like inches straining from the wane, my heart no longer can keep from singing. All that is within me cries for you.
Pastoral prayer this morning. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.
Where to start? Dear Heavenly Father,
God, thank you.
We thank you for being able to approach you like this, this form of worship called prayer.
Yes.
Individually and as a group, we come before you now, and we thank you for always listening. Your only begotten Son, Jesus, said you always listen. So thank you for hearing us now. Dear Jesus, just a moment. Please forgive us for our sins individually, and thank you for doing so. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for running ahead of us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you don't leave us where we're at. You drag us right along. We can resist at times, but you bring us.
Amen.
We're here today, and it's no accident. You knew we were going to be here, each and every one of us. It's no accident that we are here. So as we prepare for the part of worship of listening to the sermon, please prepare our hearts, Lord. Make it fertile. Whatever needs to grow in us to be more like your Son, Jesus, please have it take effect. So as we go out to the world, we can be better Christians and better affect the world. Please bless the offering as it is received. Lord, we know you own everything. You own everything. But we're giving back with love a little bit of what you've given us. So please bless it as it is received. Multiply it as we use it. Please bless it to follow your will. And bless John. Help him to be a clean conduit today as he gives the message. Please have him heed your words, Holy Spirit. Please have him hear you directly and present those words to us so once again it can hit our fertile hearts and we can grow. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before you're seated, Bill, would you lead us again in such a tiny offering?
Okay.
Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet. Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet.
Be seated, and ushers, if you would come and receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Appreciate it very much.